I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You, a fond look at the animals we love to hate. I'm getting to be a semi-pro in this entomology business.
A semi-pro?
Yeah. People are coming up and asking me about bugs.
Oh, yeah.
The most recent question was about the ichneumon wasp.
Mm-hmm.
It came from our jazz host, Peter Solomon.
What did he want to know?
He saw one, wanted to know what the heck it was.
More importantly, what is it doing out there? Yeah.
So we looked up a photograph and gave him a little bit of an explanation about how they laid the eggs and what they were doing with that long ovipositor.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Well, so you don't need me at all.
You're actually a big help when it comes to fleshing out the details on these things.
Oh, well, I'll do my best. We have two species of that particular giant ichneumon wasp. Some people call them stump stabbers, and they're both in the genus Megarhizus. And the females have these very long ovipositors that, through a combination of chemistry and steady pressure, they can force down through 3 inches of solid wood to lay an egg on or near the larva of another wasp that's chewing through the wood. Females pick up on the fungus that the host wasp's larva's mother inoculated the egg-laying site with to break down the wood to make it easier for her larvae to feed. And then once the ichneumon wasp lands on that site, they can pick up the vibrations of the soon-to-be host larva chewing away on the wood to pinpoint just where they're going to lay that egg through all that solid wood. Sometimes you'll see a bunch of ichneumon wasps all standing on a freshly cut tree stump with their ovipositors inserted. They don't sting, although female wasps do sometimes use their ovipositors as stingers, not this particular one. Their ovipositors, just that, something for laying eggs. Every once in a while, I'll see one flying through the woods, or sometimes I'll find them dead on a tree with their ovipositor inserted, and they just die there. If you walk up on one, sometimes they're able to pull right out and fly away, and others, they'll struggle and struggle and struggle, and that's how I've taken a few good photos of them. I have not seen one since I started shooting with a digital camera, so I'm sort of looking forward to finding one sometime soon, but they're out through very early fall.
Any idea where that name came from? I mean, was there a Dr. Ichneumon?
No. First of all, it's applied to an entire family of wasps, the Ichneumonidae, all of which are parasites. And a little bit of reading I did indicated that Ichneumon means tracker in Greek. And apparently in Greek mythology, it was the enemy of the dragon. And later it was associated as a killer of crocodiles and asps, too. Maybe somebody had the idea that it tracks down its hosts, which are primarily caterpillars.
Sounds reasonable to me.
We'll have to do a little more research on that.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.